It's called Ice Cube. When completed, it will have 5,000 basketball-sized sensors sunk into a cubic kilometer of pure Antarctic ice. It's not like a traditional telescope that sees normal light. Instead, Ice Cube will detect the passing of exotic subatomic particles called neutrinos. Neutrinos are nearly massless particles that have a unique ability to pass through matter on their travels through space. They can originate and escape from deep inside the most violent of places in the universe, objects like black holes and neutron stars, where normal telescopes cannot see. Francis Halsen is professor of physics at UW-Madison and the lead scientist on the project.
The Antarctic ice sheet itself is the detector. This ice is incredibly transparent. In fact, it's much more transparent than distilled water.
The clear ice is perfect for the task. Very rarely, a neutrino will crash into an atom of the ice, causing a reaction that radiates a faint blue light through the ice sheet. By detecting this light with Ice Cube's optical sensors, scientists can reconstruct the neutrino's path through the universe.
And so what it means is that if you detect them, just like when you detect light, you can make a picture of the sky. And if you see far enough, you can make a picture of the universe. And that's why we have to build these enormous detectors to occasionally catch one.
Ice Cube will be constructed using a special hot water drill that melts the sensors into the ice like a string of pearls, more than 80 strings of 60 sensors each. The entire array is scheduled for completion in 2009, but the sensors can be used as soon as they're deployed. Halsen says Ice Cube promises findings that will open new frontiers of understanding in astronomy and physics. Dave Potraz, Wisconsin Public Radio.